that. I love it. I love it. I love it. This young lady, I'm telling you, she came through with stars. She said every single thing that I say, all my lingo, all of that, and just just compacted it into this hit jingle. I love it. I'm so excited. She could not be with us today, but she is being scheduled for the March the 2nd. She was able this year to pick up some tour dates, and she's performing. And it's a surprise, but just know that she is everything, and she is available for any service for you guys, and she is just such a sweet person, and I really adore her, but I just didn't want to hinder her from doing what she got to do, and I told her that she's welcome to come on anytime, and she is planning, her and her manager, right now to try to hurry up and get me some dates where she can come on and announce herself and introduce herself. But she is a lovely individual, and I'm so glad that I finally got, you know, that we picked out something that really fits the show. Adrian, did you love it?
I loved it. I loved it. It was awesome.
I love it. So Adrian Williamson is starting off the show with me. But before we get started with Adrian Williamson, playwright, an extraordinaire, so many writer, I mean, everything. He does everything. He is very talented. I want to remind you guys about the ticket giveaway. We have tickets that are for Raleigh, North Carolina, for the Universal Circus in Raleigh, North Carolina. And it is actually for the 2nd of March. It is the first day of it, and all I need you to do to win is to email whoever's the first one to email me throughout the show, soulcircus@drginaprince@gmail.com, wins the tickets. 5 tickets for you and your family, your friends, or whatever. You will be able to be a guest for Dr. Gina's radio chat for the Universal Soul Circus, and I'm so excited about that. That's Raleigh, North Carolina, so I'm calling all of you North Carolinians, I'm calling you all so you can come. Charlotte, wherever, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, all of those areas, surrounding areas, Raleigh, North Carolina, if you want to be a part of it, go ahead and get started on that email right now, soulcircus@drginaprince@gmail.com. Okay, Adrian Williamson, he is with us. My grandmother prayed for me and so much more. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here. How you doing?
I am fantastic. You know, I adore you so much and so glad that you can join us. I mean, people know you from, you know, my grandmother prayed for me, but I really want you to be able to catch us up on everything that you've been doing. I know that my grandmother's prayed for me went back on tour last year, the dates, I think, was around the fall last year. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, we went on, we did winter and spring and summer, and we was off Broadway in New York from the end of April to the 1st of June. We was off Broadway at the Meadow Lane Theater in the Village in New York, New York.
Well, you know, it was so good that you had to do it again. I heard the numbers were good as well this second time around. And so I'm really, really excited about that. I mean, such a powerful message in my grandmother prayed for me. And it's just a lasting message. It never goes outdated. And so many people can respond and react, you know, relate to it. And so I was really happy to hear about that and that it did very well. The write-ups and everything were extraordinary. So again, you win again, Adrian Williamson, and all of the cast that joined you in this season with my grandmother prayed for me. Can you just tell us how you got started with writing a play in the first place, and how did it get started? My grandmother prayed for me to start hitting the road, and how did all that get started?
Well, originally how I got started writing was actually I got in trouble. I got in trouble, and I had to do some community service. And the community service I did was in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. Under the supervision of a freelance writer named DeWiggins Swift, who was professor of English Lit at Johnson C. Smith University. And our conversations, as I was a young man and impressionable, our conversations turned into, she suggested to me, you need to write. And that's basically how I got started. And I wrote some stuff for her. She ended it in a contest. I won first place. And that's it. That's how I got started writing. As far as my grandmother prayed for me, it's basically my story. I had, a very positive child upbringing. And my mother and my grandmother were powerful praying women. And I just kind of took my story and messed it with maybe some of my friend's story and kind of came up with the plot for my grandmother praying for me.
Wow.
So that's basically that. And then how we got on tour is that the producer extraordinaire, Joseph Meacham, who I knew for years back, matter of fact, when I was young and I was like breakdancing and stuff, he had promoted a tour, and we didn't really deal with each other like that then. But later on, we met, and we actually met of all places. Again, we reconnected in all places. A Pep Boys, and he asked me what I was doing, and I told him I was writing this play. My grandmother prayed for me, and he gave me a call. And he put me in the right place at the right time with the right people and produced the show. And, man, we did 131 cities in the United States and Canada and over 800,000 people because of Joe Meacham hooking up with me at a Pep Boys because both our cars was broke down.
Wow. What a powerful story. So see, this is, you never know who you'll run into. And if you got a gift or a craft, you know, you have to trust God for those divine appointments. I'm telling you, what a testimony and a word of encouragement for so many people. So Adrian, now what's going on now? You got something exciting happening with a group of young people. What's happening with that?
Well, it's called Save the Music, Save Me. It's an anti-bullying production that we go to schools. And it's a play that we put on that deals with the frustrations and the emotions of being bullied. And it's really a powerful piece. It's got a lot of great dancing. It's geared towards young people. But many of the parents and teachers that see it really think that it is like an awesome production for them, too, because we touch on single parenting. We touch on imaging. One thing that we touch on, and especially in the African American community and the Hispanic community, and in every community. Let me rephrase this: in every community, the struggles that parents have to go through to try to keep their kids with an image that is almost impossible if you're not rich. You know, the designer clothes, the designer sneakers, all that stuff that they feel that they need because of the peer pressure that's put on them in schools to fit in. And, we're not even teaching our community good responsibility as far as our finances because we're teaching our kids that even if your rent ain't paid, you need to go buy a pair of Jordans.
Right.
And that's not realistic. You know what I mean?
Right.
How are you going to buy a pair of how are you going to not pay your electric bill and walk around with $200 worth of sneakers? That doesn't equate when,
right.
A $30 pair of sneakers will do the job. And,
right.
and a lot of times look nicer, too. So we touch on so many subjects about that, and it's just a powerful piece, and I'm excited.
I'm excited about it because I saw them perform at the Zora, and I mean, they were really, amazing. I mean, so much talent, so much diversity, and it just, it's abroad. It could reach so many young people all over the world, actually. So I am definitely in agreement with doors opening for you guys, and I know you're already in the works of something fantastic happening coming up soon concerning them. So I'm just believing that the world will get to see them in a broader span after this breakthrough comes for you guys. That's what I'm believing God for.
Well, we're excited about that. I know that we have the same guy, Joe Meacham, that helped me get my grandmother to pray for me out. It's just signed on, and when he connects with something, I mean he has a long history of hits. So, yeah, you know, it's true. Always good. And me and him, you know, we made a good team. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about something else that me and him is working on, and that's a new TV show that we're producing together, and it is Dr. Gina's TV show.
Woo! Yay! Yes, we are finally getting this done. The right hands is in the pot. It's about to go down. Excel with Dr. Gina is getting ready to go down. So I'm excited about you being a producer of this show, Adrian, because I know it's going to be a success. And just your writing skills and your creativity, please just tell the listeners how excited you are about it. Are you I'm excited about your group? I mean,
I'm super excited because it's going to have the base of a traditional talk show, daytime talk show. But it's going to do some really cool, exciting things. I mean, really get into the heartbeat of the people, you know, with health, with full health. When I say full health, meaning body, soul, and mind. And so I'm excited, you know, because it's something that the community needs. And you're an awesome person. And I'm just excited to work with you.
I mean, when you said you were going to take it on, I said, wow, this is just such a blessing. So with all of these things going on, and again, so much more, because you do management as well, you and your daughter. So you have a management company. Can you tell them shortly about that, and also how everyone can get in contact with you? You know, it's for management, for maybe they want to contribute to the bullying cause. They want to, you know, maybe connect you with someone else. I mean, how can people tell us about the management company, and then tell us how we can get in touch with you?
Okay. Management company, me and my daughter, we manage basically young people. Pretty much we deal with youth acts, but, you can get in touch with us at SaveTheMusicSaveMe.com. That's the easiest way to get in touch with us. You click onto our my picture, and it brings you to all my links, and you can click on and check out all the wonderful talent that we have in this production, as well as some of the things that we have going on. Also, you can go to, if you want to donate to us, you can go to our Kickstarter page and go to theater and click on Save the Music, Save Me, and help us out. A lot of schools do not have money to bring programs into their schools. And so we're basically doing it for free. But there's expenses that comes with that. And we're looking for support and help as much as we can get. We want to get this word out, this message out to everybody. We had one girl that called us after the show and said that she was contemplating suicide until she saw our play. And that's just, you know, one of the testimonies that this kid will not, you know, I mean, they just cry and really want to talk to us and get engaged with us after the show. So we know we're making a big difference in that. And if you've ever been bullied and you know how hard it is to go back to school after being bullied, you know, really just reach out, and we need your support financially as well as spiritually. And you can go to SaveTheMusicSaveMe.com once again, and you can reach out to all of us. And also, you can go to Kickstarter and at SaveTheMusicSaveMe.com theater and just donate.
Well, I think this is so great. Thank you so much. And I'm believing that people are going to reach out, because this is a community effort for us all. And I just think that you have just really touched the hearts of a lot of people and gave us something to think about and definitely consider and partake in. So thank you so much, Adrian, for joining us today. And I look forward to talking to you later about some stuff. So I love you. Thank you.
Love you too. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Martha Munizzi, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, now we got Pamela Lou Hing. Are you ready to give us 5 minutes to success?
I am ready, Dr. Gina.
All right, let's get it.
Equipped. empowered, poised in position to move those who are ready to move is my ultimate mission. I wake up every day with a smile on my face, determined to make a difference in my assigned place. My purpose, my passion, and my plan is to take you from where you are to where you want to be. I am Pamela Relu Hing, the author of Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next, and I bring to you today 5 Minutes to Success. Last month's focus was the 6 core components of you. Did you do your homework? If not, it's not too late. Go to bbsradio.com under archives to access the 6 core components of you on January 20th. Now, each month I will be sharing nuggets from my book series, Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next. So today's focus is step number 1, own your reality. So who am I talking to today? Anyone who has been faced with one of the big D's in life, disability, disease, divorce, death, disappointment, decision, or being downsized. If you have faced any of those, there is something in today's message just for you. So personally, I've had experience with all of them, but the one that truly delivered me to you today is my experience with being downsized, hence the creation of my book series. A friend of mine by the name of Carolyn Walker once said, a job is cool until you have a dream, and might I add, create a legacy. So let me ask you, do you have a multitude of gifts waiting to be unwrapped? Are you currently working for someone else but have a vision and passion beyond where you are? Or are you an entrepreneur who feels like you are fighting an uphill battle? If you can relate to anything I've talked about so far, get your paper and pen ready. Because first of all, I want to tell you about my experiences, because I've had the entrepreneurial bug since I was a little girl, and I've had several businesses, but my lemonade was created by 3 lemons, those 3 pink slips I received when I was working for someone else. 23 years ago, I worked in the emergency room at the number 2 trauma hospital in Detroit, Michigan, a 7 p to 7 a.m. shift, and our roles was critical. They were critical to the maintaining of the flow of the emergency room. We worked with gunshot victims. You name it, we had it from 7 p to 7a. And one day I was getting ready for work at 5 p.m. My boss called and said, Pamela, don't worry about coming to work today. They are getting rid of our entire department. So fast forward, 2008. I worked for an international recruiting firm. After just 3 months on the job, a general manager came in for what we thought was the monthly meeting, and he slid us the infamous pink slip. So that would be strike number 2. Shortly thereafter, I started working for a college, and my role again was critical there. I rose up the ranks to director of admissions. I was managing crises after crises, and my vice president walked into my office one day, approximately 8:45 a.m. on October 8, 2010, and he came in and he said, Pamela, due to economic conditions, we're going to have to let you go. So it was strike number 3. So what did I do? How did I feel? What was going through my mind? Number 1, I knew I had to own where I was. And so hence, number 1, own your reality. I had to create my own. After those 3 strikes, I had to see what God had for me. And so what was that process like for me? So I want to offer this to you today. Number 1, I began to reflect. I reflected on those pivotal moments in my life, in my career. And I began to look at all the skills and talents that came forth as a result of all of those positions that even I thought I couldn't do, but somehow God gave me the ability to do them. And so I began to reflect. Number 2, I began to record or journal. I love to journal. As a matter of fact, my book series was born out of the pages of my journal. And what did I journal about? What did I record? I recorded all of those past experiences along with best practices and the lessons learned. Number 3, I released the negative energy. Why did I do that? Because it would have been difficult for me to move forward and inevitably hold my visions and my positive energy captive. So that was number 3. I released the negative energy. And number 4, I was ready to reposition. So reposition is number 4. Change is difficult for many, but it is vital to reprogram your mind by repositioning the known to make room for the unknown. Your homework, ladies and gentlemen, reflect, record, release, and reposition. If you want to learn more, visit my website at www.PamelaLuhing.com. That's Pamela Luhing, L-U-E-H-I-N-G.com. And I invite you to like and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/PLuhing, P-L-U-E-H-I-N-G. Until next month, wishing you fulfillment and personal and professional success.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Pamela. God bless you. Till next time.
God bless you.
Set the mood. It's just me and you.
Girl Kiki Wyatt, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Make sure y'all check out my new single, Sexy Song. Okay, thanks.
Okay, we are waiting to get her connected now. And so while we wait, okay, sure, here she is. Thank you. Hey, Kiki.
Hey.
Hey, well, you know, I just played a clip of your song, so everyone is so excited about it. Can you tell us what's going on with this new project?
Oh, honey, I got so much going on right now, it don't even make no sense. yeah, I got a new album that's going to be coming out April the 22nd, and I'm very excited about that. And it's on my own label, Erotic Entertainment. So, right, don't get no better than that, huh?
Yes.
Then,
congratulations.
Thank you. Then I'll be on the BMI Trailblazers of Gospel on the 19th, which is the same day that my album will be up for pre-order. And I'm real happy about that.
Yes,
I did a tribute. I did a tribute to Mary Mary.
Okay. Well, you know, we're excited about that because we know that you can sing, girl.
Oh, thank you.
We love you, Kiki. We love you. All of the listeners, they've been waiting for this to hear you and see how they can connect with you and hear about your project. And, I mean, it seems to be doing really well. And then you got your own, you know, label. I mean, how are you taking up new artists right now, or are you
I have two actually right now. My first artist, her name is Kissy Lee, and she's coming out with her new single here really soon called You Ain't Right. And my other artist, his name is B. Hess. And he's a cool guy. And they started out actually writing on my projects.
Wow.
Yeah. So
they ready.
Oh, yeah. They ready. They real good and ready. So, yeah.
So what up-and-coming events do you have? I know you got the project and stuff. But where can people see you? Are you performing now? Or are you going to debut the...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Where can they find you?
Just look on my website and on my Instagram. I always post stuff where I'm going to be It's Keke underscore Wyatt. It's K-E-K-E underscore W-Y-A-T-T. And then my Twitter is Keke Wyatt Sings with an S. And then I have my Facebook, which is Keke Wyatt Official Fan Page. So anytime you want to check out what I'm doing, you can check it out on there and follow. I'll follow back.
Oh, okay, good. Well, Keke, let me just ask you this, just for the encouragement's sake, before we, you know, you leave. I know you got a lot of things going on. Your family has expanded. I saw your beautiful baby. Oh, so beautiful. You know, I know that you got a lot of hands. You're juggling a lot of things. How can someone, what word of advice can you give someone that is motivated to write, to sing, and they feel stagnated? How would you how can you ignite that in them to get out there and follow their dreams?
I always tell people this. If it's meant for you, it's definitely going to be for you. You can sit in the bathroom and not do nothing, go nowhere, nothing. If it's for you, it will come to you.
Yes.
And that's what happened with me. Literally, really. It happened just like that. It's not something that you have to, like, chase. Of course, make yourself available for it, but if it's for you, it's for you. So, just like waking up in the morning breathing, if it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen, right?
Yes. And I know from just watching you on television and things, I know that you have a relationship with God and that you know, talk about, you know, your spiritual walk and everything, which is, I love it because, to be honest with you, you don't hear a lot of entertainers speak about the both realms, if the whole gospel. And I just love how you're very transparent with that. You know that there's good and you know that there's evil. And I love that. So you definitely are a warrior and you have great discernment from what I saw and what I can sense even just being around you, which I love it. Very protective over your family. How do you keep, you know, God in the center and just being such a watchman and having such discernment, you know, just keeping that balance of all of the things that would try to come in and corrupt what you are fighting to keep? How do you manage to do that? Just, you know, let the people know how you just maintain your spirituality and your faith in God and keeping your family together and everything in this business.
Mm-hmm. Well, first off, I don't start my morning without scripture. I can't do it. I have to start my day off with a scripture. As soon as my eyeballs open, I have to see what it is for me. And every single day, it's truly a word for me, and it helps keep me strong. And my husband is very—he's very spiritually grounded, and in his word as well. And, you know, as he follows Christ, I follow him. And as I follow him, our children follow me. And it just seems to work.
Yes. I love that. And it's just the reality of walking and being able to be a light everywhere you go. And just it really does show, Keke. I really want to just tell you that I really love seeing you. Yeah, girl. I mean, you really
Thank
keep
you,
it real.
And
I love it because you go through what all of us go through something, especially going through a transformation, just being purified in our thoughts and our emotions and things like that, and just dealing with life. And I love how you can recognize what's God and what's not, and you're so honest about it. And that's why I fell in love with you. And I think that's why a lot of believers and alike can relate to you, because that's why I say that even in the industry, you're a light, and it's just such a fulfilling thing to see someone so transparent and real and actually walking that walk of faith. I'm in awe, and I'm thankful.
I know now. It's hard. It is hard.
It is hard. It's hard.
When people say something crazy, you know, you got that back of your hand that's throbbing, the, you know, wackle, but...
Listen, we done all been there. That's what I'm saying.
I look to the heels, honey.
Yes. I mean, you just, it is a death to the flesh. It is daily choosing. It is daily repenting. But I love the fact that your foundation is God, your foundation is Jesus, you are still in the process no matter what. And as long as you acknowledge him, he can still do the work. I mean, you just might as well continue to keep running from him, because he's going to keep drawing you, you know? So yeah, I love the time that you've spent with us. I don't want to hog up all of your time. I could talk to you for hours. Like I said, you have such a beautiful spirit.
You.
And, you know, just thank you so much. And please let them know again your contact information. I don't want them to miss the opportunity to follow up with you.
Yes. It's Kiki_Wyatt. And that's my Instagram. My Twitter is Kiki Things. So it's KekeWyattSings. And then my Facebook is Kiki Wyatt official fan page. So y'all make sure y'all check me out. Oh, I just figured out Snapchat. It's kind of getting
too
on the nerves.
But I like it, but
I hate when I ain't got no service. And I'm like, now that was cute. And it didn't even stay.
Kiki,
That'd be making me mad.
Yeah, listen, I just discovered it like days ago. I cannot believe you're saying the same thing, okay? I'm trying to figure it out too. It's hard for me to even say Snapchat. It sounds so silly, but it is very fun. That's something.
It really is. Just make sure you got some bars on your phone, because if you don't, that is the cutest picture that will get erased instantly, and it will wear your nerves clean out.
And then you have to learn how to save it. You got to save it. You can't just assume because
you did it. But if you don't have service, it ain't going to... It's air. That's the part that gets on my nerves, but I don't care. I'm going to keep on trying.
Keep on trying, girl. I'm going to keep on trying with you. What is your Snapchat address? Because I'll join you on Snapchat.
Kiki Wyatt 3.
Okay. Well, can you just say, I hate to ask you this, but I know they want to do it. I'm just going to ask. You can say no if you want to, and I'll respect
what?
It. But can you just sing bye, just one note bye to us, please, Kiki?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, just give us a little
bye.
Space.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Yes. Thank you, Kiki. We love you, girl. We love you. Enjoy your celebration with your project. I hope to see you again. And you are always welcome again on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. People are going to be listening and buying your project. So thank you so much for sharing the moment with us.
Call me anytime. Call me anytime.
Love you and your family. Take care.
Love y'all too. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is comedian A-Train, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, hello, we got A-Train on board. What's going on, A-Train?
What's going on, Dr. Gina?
Oh, wow, thank you for joining us, A-Train. Oh, this is comedian A-Train.
No problem. Thank you for having me. Kiki Wyatt sang us out and everything.
I know, right?
How amazing is that? How I get to come up behind Kiki White? I can't do that, man.
I know, but it's the scheduling. You just got to work with it, you know?
That sister, that was saying the paint off the wall, man.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
H-Train, she can sing. I could not get her off the phone without her singing something. She had to just sing something for us.
That's right. That's right. You know, when we did the festival together at the Zornell Hurston Festival, and I had to introduce Kiki Wyatt, and when she came to the microphone, she said, "You're funny, but I'm funnier."
She is. She is so funny. She has got those skills as well. I'm telling you, because she'll keep you up there with her. She'll perform and make you laugh. She'll have you singing along with her. She's just a great person. I'm so glad. So are you, A-Train. Okay, so tell the listeners, because this is worldwide, and people that may know you and people that don't know you, let us know who you are and remind those of who you are that know you, okay? Because I know you done did some touring yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely. My pleasure. Well, my name is Comedian A-Train, born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. I am a traveling comedian, and some of the phenomenon that's kicking up around my name is people are, you know, they're blown away at not only me being funny, but me being a funny comedian who happens to be clean as well. So that's a lot of phenomenon that's sticking around my brand. And, you know, I've shared the platform with a lot of, you know, of, you know, big names in the comedy game and got a chance to, you know, open up and travel, you know, with D.L. Hughley from, you know, of course, he needs no introduction. Everybody know who one of the original kings of comedy is. So yeah. I've just been out here doing my thing, man, and giving people, you know, joy and spreading love and just doing what I love to do, which is just being me on stage, you know?
Well, I know that anybody that hears you, I mean, you just flow because, listen, you had five jobs at the festival. You were, I mean, you held it down every day, the whole entire day. And I was like, wow, this guy just is full of funny. And I mean, you were a great host, and then you kept us laughing and you kept us comfortable in between the sets. It was a wonderful experience. So now that you are, you know, how can people find you on a regular basis? Like, do you perform? Like, where are you from, first of all? Where do you live at? Where's your base?
I reside in Jacksonville, Florida, which that's, you know, my hometown, you know, born and raised right here in Jacksonville. But, you know, due to my schedule, I'm on the road a lot, you know. So wherever they want me to be, they can find me, especially if you're booking. If you're booking out there, if you book me, you can find me. I'll be exactly where you want me to be. But, no, you can always go to my fan page on Facebook, or better yet, just go to my website, and I always post my dates and things of that nature. And if you're trying to book me, you can find me there at comedianatrain.com. That's www.comedianatrain.com. So you can always go there to find my booking information. I always post my dates and things of that nature, comedianatrain.com.
Okay, and so, so you're everywhere all the time, so not just, you know, somebody in Jacksonville just couldn't say, okay, A-Train is performing tonight. You're just always some of everywhere, which is great.
Exactly.
You're staying busy.
Exactly. I'm working. Just last night, I just hosted a peace rally here in Jacksonville. It was downtown in the Hemmen Plaza, which is pretty much on the steps of City Hall. And we had the representatives from the mayor's office, the sheriff's office, and different city council members to come out and speak, because there was a young man by the name of Jerry Brown who was killed in a drive-by sitting on his grandmother's porch a few weeks ago. And yesterday was his 23rd birthday. So we did a combination of celebration to him and bringing awareness to the crime here in Jacksonville to kind of like stop the violence, you know. So that was a tremendous, I mean, the city came out strong, and we just did that here in Jacksonville, Florida last night. And anybody that want to contribute to that particular rally and to that particular family, you can always go to justice4myjerry.com. So I'm doing things here in the city as well, you know, performing on shows and different platforms, but I'm also on the road as well.
Okay.
You know, I just opened up for Patti LaBelle here in Jacksonville 3 weeks ago at the Times Union. And then, matter of fact, that was 2 days prior to me seeing you all at the Zornell Hurston Festival in Orlando. So I'm all over the place.
Yeah, we gave out some tickets for that show for Patti LaBelle. I missed it. How was it? Did Patti sing or did she sing?
Listen, she sang. She sang and she kicked her shoes off, baby. You know when Patty kicking
her shoes off. Okay, Patty.
It was over.
Well, that is exciting. You know,
I was really impressed, man. It's like, how is it that this lady's voice sound as strong as it did when, you know, she's just started her career? And Patty was blowing. She was blowing notes without the microphone, and you can hear her throughout the theater. It was amazing, man. She's a diva, for real. Patty, that's the godmother, so all day long. She still got it.
Well, I hate that I missed it, so I wish that I had been there. But you turned it out, warmed them up. Everybody was waiting on you, and you got to, you know, make people laugh and get them ready to get up on their feet. I know you warmed up that blood, that circulation, to get people ready for her. So, I mean, that's just exciting, A-Train. Well, it was just such a pleasure of getting to know you and meeting you, your lovely wife, your manager. You guys are great, make a great team. You represent
Thank
teamwork,
you.
Making the dream work, and how God will bless the unity. I tell everyone all the time, as well as Kiki and her husband, he's her manager as well, and they work together.
Awesome.
Working together, I'm telling you, it opens up so many doors, and people do not understand that God will bless you double when you bring yourself to connect it to that one that he has matched for you. And people,
Absolutely.
They sleeping on that. They try to get it all by themselves. You know, let me do this Let me do this first. And when I get this, and it seems like your time is going by, and you're missing out on fullness because you're going solo. But God say man was not made to be alone. They were not built to be alone. So when he's got a rib for you and y'all come together, that means y'all multiplying. And people, I try to tell people that it's a lot of single women out here. They good women out here. There's a lot of single good men out here. And I'm telling you, if you come together for purpose, God will bless that. And I see that
Absolutely.
In your marriage. And I love it. You and Kiki, y'all are great examples, and so many others that work together. It's just important for people to see that.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dr. Gina, but it's only fair because my wife, she's the one that really pushed me into, you know, doing comedy, because I never wanted to do it. It never crossed my mind, but it was my wife, you know, she told me, as a matter of fact, 16 years ago, she told me, she's like, you need to be doing stand-up. I'm like, I'm not doing no stand-up. What are you talking about? And boy, I wish I had listened. Because, I don't know, the tides and the sun and the moons and the galaxy lined up perfectly, you know, about 6 years ago. And, you know, I entered into this competition and I won. And then the next thing you know, I'm on the big stage here at the Times Union Theater. And it just never stopped from there. And once I got into it and got that standing ovation, I was like, oh, my God. What have I been missing? You know, it's like, I wish I'd have did this years ago when my wife told me. So she's been a great part of my career, not just handling, you know, things on the business end, on the backside, but even as that spouse who always catered to, you know, the real me and who I was and where she felt like I was going. And that's important, not just to have a spouse who meets you to where you meets you on where you are today, but for someone to meet you on where you're going and cater to that. And that's my wife all day long, man. I love
it. Oh, man, what a word. Now, you know what? That should just ignite somebody right now. That should light some fire to some feet. That should stir up in people's belly because, I mean, you just said a mouthful. You said a mouthful. And I'm sure that right there went so far, more than you even know. It blessed her and so many other couples and singles, and I mean, I'm telling you, that just went a long way. Well, A-Train, I look forward to seeing you again. I mean, you are funny. You are, you know, you're a great host and entertainer, and I just look forward to being around you again, you and your lovely wife. So I'm going to be looking for dates. I tried to find you to send you that picture. I need to know, what is your name on Instagram,
I need to know your name
on Facebook and any other social media. Tell us about it.
Okay. All right. On Facebook and Instagram, my name is Do It Again and See What Happens. Spelled all the way out. Do It Again and See What Happens. And, you know, because I'm always threatening to delete people on Facebook, because everybody got somebody you can't wait to delete on Facebook. You know, for example, the people that I delete on Facebook are like women who shave their eyebrows off and then they draw them back on. I usually put right on their wall, do it again and see what happens. So that's my Facebook page. Do it again and see what happens. It's spelled all the way out. And on Instagram, it's do it again and see what happens. Of course, it's all one word on there. But you can find me on Instagram. I'm always on the gram, man, and I'm always on Facebook. And also Twitter. My Twitter is A-Train Live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you on Periscope or any of that?
I live on Periscope. What you know about that scope, Dr.
I'm on Periscope. I'm on everything. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on Periscope. I'm on everything. What's
How
your
long
Periscope?
Have you been on Periscope? How long have you been on Periscope?
I've been on Periscope now for about 4 or 5 months.
Oh, you just a baby. You're a baby.
I am a baby. I'm a baby.
Yeah, we've been on Periscope now a year. A year. We were on there when it first came out.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's
your
thing?
But I'm on Periscope under A-Train Live.
A-Train Live. Okay. Yes, oh, yeah, the same as your Twitter.
Yep. That's
okay,
me.
I'm looking you up.
Yeah.
I'm looking you up. A-Train, thank you so very much. We love you. Thanks for making us laugh, making us have the rest of our day be joyful and full of energy, because that's what you bring. I thank you so much, you and your wife, for you all sharing this gift with us. And God bless you here.
Thank you so much. God bless you all as well. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, I just want to go on and just say I am just so thankful for the show today. I'm thankful for every person that came on. I think the show went very well. I just want to encourage you all with everything that you've heard today. It is very important for you to find your purpose. It is very important for you to not lean on to your own understanding, but acknowledge God in all your ways and let Him direct your path. When we lean not onto our own understanding, we are bringing deaf to our wisdom, our own desires. And this way God can really move. These things that are happening in everyone's lives that God has allowed to come on Dr. Gina's radio chat, and even what He's doing in my life, is a perfect example of bringing death to the flesh daily. We have to allow God to have His way in our life. We have to learn to trust Him with everything. I know you want to be married really bad. I know that you feel lonely sometimes. I know that it's a struggle and you want to do what you feel like you need to do to make an income. I know that it makes sense to do it this way because the world has taught you that. And I know that you want to please your family because they keep harping on when you're going to get a job or when you're going to do this or when you're going to do that. Listen, if we can't lean on to our own understanding, we cannot lean on to these other people's understanding or even the world system's understanding. We got to get a relationship with God. We have to learn His voice. We have to spend time with Him. We have to build a relationship with us. He will never lead us astray. He will never lead us to failure. He always leads us to success because He wants the glory. Our Father wants all the glory. And like Kiki said, and like I have said, it's a struggle every day. We lean on to what feels comfortable. It's the unknown that makes us uncomfortable. But like I wrote in the post yesterday, the scripture says to now faith. It's now faith today. Don't worry about your faith tomorrow or next week, because then you'll try to compete with those days and the things that are coming those days. Focus on your portion today. Now faith. Make a decision when you wake up. Like Kiki says, she seeks the word. Every morning I get up and pray. I pray and say, I cannot even leave the house without praying and seeking what the Father would have me to know or to do. Seek Him first, and all things will be added onto you. I promise you, He will not disappoint you. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. I couldn't have never planned in a million years all of these opportunities. And it was days and months and years that I was tested. It was days that I wanted to give up. And I thought that this is crazy. This is not going to happen. And it never worked the way I thought it was. It worked out even better. Exceedingly and abundantly, He will do above all that we can ever ask or think. Trust me. Trust me, He wants to do it more than you want Him to do it. He wants to get all the glory. He wants the world to know that He is God all by Himself. And He really don't need your help. All He wants you to do is just fall into Him. Just like Kiki said, what's for you, He gonna make it happen regardless. All He wants you to do is make the effort of seeking your daily portion from Him every single day, and He will walk you right into your destiny. Oh, I can just feel the anointing today. Today was just such a blessed day, such a blessed show. I'm so thankful. I love the jingle. I look forward to you all meeting. I can't announce her yet, but because she told me to wait, it's gonna be a big deal. And we're putting her together from March the 2nd, along with another surprise guest. You know I'm going to keep the surprises coming. Again, if you want to do your tickets, if you want to be a winner, haven't checked my email, but if you're the first person to win, you got to be the first person to win these 5 tickets for the Universe Soul Circus in Raleigh, North Carolina on March the 2nd. And you got to email me at drginaprince@gmail.com. Soul Circus is what you would say. And listen, take your phone in there with your earplugs, because you're going to have to listen to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm not certain what time it is, but if it's at 11 o'clock, you definitely don't want to miss Dr. Gina's radio chat. We got to work this thing together, y'all. All right, keep telling your friends about the show. Keep sharing the information with them. Just keep leading them to the website. I got an app that's coming out. So many things are happening. XL with Dr. Gina is coming. We're doing a trailer for that coming up this spring. Oh, my goodness. So many blessings. So many blessings. Don't forget about looking into Adrian Williamson. Don't forget to follow Kiki Wyatt. Don't forget to look for A-Train. And don't forget to do your homework that Pamela Luhing has given you so you can be successful, not next year, but this year, and that you will bear fruit every season. Right, Pamela? I know she's listening. I love you. Thank you so much for joining. God bless you all.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.